Time now for the Harvestland Grain Market Analysis on the Midday Farm Show. Each week, Jalen Petick joins us from Harvestland to tell us what's going on with the markets, what's driving them, and what you, the farmer producers, need to know going forward. We bring in Jalen Petick. Jalen on the line once again for the Harvestland Grain Market Analysis. Jalen, what is going on with the markets this week?
No, it's a little quieter this week, Dustin. Not quite as wild as last week's big run up there, but even the markets need a breather once in a while, right?
That's true.
Coming off that rally last week, like I mentioned, we kind of fall back into technical trade. Then once the bulk of the weather patterns and all that's been traded, the traders start looking at technical supports and resistance, and overbought and oversold and that kind of stuff. And that's kind of where we've been this week. Falling back into trading ranges. Finding some buyers, at the bottom and finding some hard resistance on the top. And I'll touch on those numbers in a little while. Obviously the bulk of it all comes back to South America and what's going on there. Every little news bit that comes through seems to, affect these markets one way or the other. And if we're looking at Brazil here in the next week or two, they're starting their early soybean harvest in their key state of Mato Grosso, and it's a little wet there right now. They're probably about 5% harvested, shooting for about 10 is where they thought they'd be right now. And it sounds like it's to the point where there's a lot of beans that should have maybe been harvested a couple weeks ago that are sitting out in the field, and they're maybe starting to worry about quality issues there. But other than that, they're looking really good. Same as the last few weeks there. They're getting the rains they need. They're almost to the point that they'd wish they'd slow down a little bit to allow them to get in the fields. And then moving to, Argentina, it's they're done with their big flooding, and it's actually been very dry and hot here over the past week or so, and it looks to continue that way at least for another week. The main two weather models, your U.S. weather model and your European model, call for a little bit of rain at the end of next week. One calls for a lot more than the other. So it'll be interesting. It's a little further out right now to have much faith in those extended forecasts. But as we go into next week, that'll become a bigger deal and see if those models start to line up or if they're still uncertain as we go into the mid to later part of next week. I think in some of those areas, especially the southern part of Argentina, where they missed a lot of these big rains, they're to the point where they're definitely going to need some precip, especially after seeing 95 to 100 degree temperatures in a lot of those areas. So we'll watch for that going to next week. Along with as we're seeing, with every new day, there's always some uncertainty on what the new administration is coming out with ag policies or policies that are, have a direct effect on the countries we do trade with. The markets are a little uncertain over what's going on with China. There's been talks that ethanol might be affected as well. That's nothing that maybe is going to pop up right away here, but if that moves forward and any of those policies maybe reduce ethanol or ethanol margins or potential trade with China, obviously that's going to have a direct effect on your corn and soybean markets as well. Other things to look at moving ahead into next week. We do have later this afternoon the South American Grain Exchange. They're going to update their production estimates. The trade will definitely be watching for that. They're probably a little more reliable than USDA, considering they have their boots on the ground down there in South America. So that's definitely a number to watch this afternoon and could send the markets one way or the other. The other thing I wanted to touch on, Dustin, is the fund positions. As we move into February, crop insurance month, and the way the ratios and the corn bean spread, the way they're at, comparing this year to last year, even the year before, and our managed money fund positions, if you look at last year at this time, The funds held a pretty considerable short position in the bean market. They were about 70,000 contracts short, and they were also about 150 to 200,000 contracts short corn going into, you know, planting time or that March area. And this year, if you look at those positions, corn is nearing a neutral position. So about 150,000 contracts longer than they were last year. And beans, on the bean side, they're actually, you know, pushing up to about 150,000 contracts long this year. So where that makes a difference, you know, last year we got some weather problems in Argentina, all the flooding down there in the spring, and then that led into our planting intentions. And those funds were able to purchase a large chunk of contracts in a short period of time. This year, it looks like, you know, they'd be capped off a little sooner. They're, you know, historically about 200,000 long is about as long as they'll get. You know, that doesn't have to be the case, but a general rule of thumb. So, you know, maybe not as much buying from the funds on a big weather scare. So that's something to keep in mind as well.
All right. Well, I look forward to seeing what happens this next week here, and we'll see where things are going. We'll talk to you again next Thursday and see where we're at.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, no problem. That's been a check of your Harvestland Grain Market Analysis for this week. Tune in again next week on KLGR 1490 and FM 95.9 during the Midday Farm Show, and Jalen will give us an update as to what is going on with the Grain Market Analysis.